This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 313 for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. It is not the first day of spring.
It is the first day of spring.
Nope, the first day of spring.
I checked my calendar. It says
for 53 years, the first day of spring has been March 21st because it's my mother's birthday.
Your mother's 53?
No, but that's as long as I've been alive. So as far as I've ever known, the first day of spring is my mom's birthday. You're not going to tell me my mom is wrong, are you?
Well, no, your mom's not wrong.
Okay.
Not usually. I like
you
this.
Used to be her favorite son-in-law.
I like this mother-in-law.
All right, give me some bad joke. I'm ready. I haven't slept. Hit me. Maybe I'll think it's funny.
Did you know that bells are very obedient?
Bells.
Bells.
Like the little ring-a-ding?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really obedient.
Okay.
They sound off only when they're told. That's good, right? Toll bell as the bell. Never mind. Never mind.
You know, I'm going with no.
I've got $10 that Steph's going to laugh when she hears that joke. So, anyway.
Because you pay her the $10?
No.
Or?
No, she thinks it's funny.
Justin didn't even laugh.
All right, we got, I'm just moving on.
All right.
I'm just getting beat up on this. This week.
I'm excited about.
This is pretty cool.
This is like really fun.
This is maybe, you know, the it's a nice change of pace to have a product that has really
amazing packaging.
Different packaging.
And what are we talking about? We're talking about Bungu Box Ink. Now in new bottles. Check this thing out. It's sort of like the Mont Blanc, only smaller.
It's a 30 mil bottle.
But how adorable is that?
A little shoe bottle.
I know. So when the ink gets low, you tip it.
You can do it either way, I guess. Huh?
Well, no, not.
Well, you can. Oh, yeah. Of course, you can't do it that way. Never.
I didn't say it. The box is really cool. So you put that in here, and it folds up. I love how sleek it is. It's going to be great to ship or to take to shows. And this little piece here pops off.
You can perforate this and pull this off, and then this serves as a top. And it comes right off, and then
sort of like soda cartons.
Yeah. So these are new 30 mil bottles. We should explain this.
Yes, explain it to me.
Actually, it says ink tells more on the both on the bottle and on the box. It's kind of cute.
Tell me more.
So there are 8 new colors.
Yes.
Which you have a list of there. Want to show that?
I do. Do not ask me to pronounce some of these. Tipsy. I got tipsy.
Tipsy. Okay. So there are 8 new colors. Now, I think we mentioned this before. The regular 50 mil Bungu Box colors, the ones we've previously had, those are transitioning over to this new 30 mil bottle.
Correct.
So when those 50 mil bottles are gone, they're gone.
This is your option.
We've got a number of them on order still. There's sufficient supply of the 50s left. But once they're gone, they're all going to transition over to this size. So there are currently 8 new colors, plus Ink of the Witch is already out of the 50 mil bottle and is only in the 30 mil bottle now. So,
and
it's got like a little sparkly on the
price went
in the
up.
Cap. The price went up just a little bit. We actually absorbed a little bit of the cost. It went up. We absorbed pretty much most of the cost. So it's up just a few dollars. Samples, unfortunately, had to take a little bit more of a hit, but they're
fun colors.
They're on par.
Some of them are really pretty. Some have some great sheen,
shading. What is this? Ryumi? That looks great.
That's pretty navy blue with red sheen.
The Silent Night looks good, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some really pretty colors.
These are all really good.
Yep.
I think these are good.
Sheen, shading, just great colors. Let me flash that up again.
So, anyway, new Bungu Box, and just kind of stay tuned. Like I say, we've got 50 mil bottles on order for anything that may have sold out. So we should be getting a restock of that first.
But is this then our last?
It might be.
Of the 50 mil. Yeah. So there is a finite number of the 50 mils left. Yeah. When they are gone, they will be gone.
Yeah, so we'll ward them as long as they still have in stock. So.
All right, speaking of Sailor, we were notified of a price increase at Sailor. It's been how many years?
I think I was told it's been 10 years.
Since a price increase.
It's been the same price on everything since we opened the store,
right.
Became a dealer, so.
And before that.
So it's been about 10 years since Sailor changed the price. And actually the prices aren't going up all that much, about $30 on the MSRP side.
Which isn't too bad.
Which is not bad, yeah.
Other brands, I won't name them, but certain other brands have raised prices.
Like $100, $150.
Several years in a row, $100 at a time. So all things considered, it's not so bad. But what that means is buy it now before the price change.
Yeah, so April 15th, the price goes up. And if it's on the website, if we don't have the nib you're looking for, or we're not sure, give us a call or email us. We'll be happy to get it. Pre-orders now do lock in the lower price. So, and we've been assured that as long as we order before April 15th, we get the same price. So. If there's something you're looking for, let us know. Maybe we can make it, or we can certainly order it. So just give us an email or call.
Absolutely. So. And speaking of?
Last but not least on the Japanese
Sailor
bandwagon, the Supernova, the red Supernova.
Oh, this is a super color.
It's a good color.
Are you going to get one?
I am going to get one. I have the other two, so...
Excellent.
I have to have this one.
It's really pretty.
Makes me wonder if they're going to do a fourth one in the series, because I'm thinking out.
Thinking out.
But a red Supernova. It's got the little pearlescent chips in it.
It's pretty.
It's a pretty looking band. We've got a few left. Pre-order. They're coming out. Probably be a few weeks yet. But you can pre-order now and secure your Supernova.
So. Because they're gonna go, and they're really cool.
They're gonna go like a supernova? Pachoo. All right, next up.
This is just fun.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
I remember when we got those, and then we sold them, and then I don't know where we got this one, but.
Well, this was mine.
Okay.
This was mine.
This pen was fun. To display at shows, because the customer would be unsuspecting. I know, where am I going with this, right? So it's like, oh, this is pretty, and then you undo it, and oh my God, I broke the nib. How many times did people go, I didn't do that?
I think people are wiser now.
Well, now, but back then. We'll show a picture of it, but this thing is so cool.
It's the Duke. The official name of this pen is the Duke Confucius Compound Art Pen. Is the name of this pen.
Yes. Say that five times fast. Go.
But all you need to know, they got a bamboo sleeve over the barrel.
Which is very cool.
It's an oversized pen if there ever was one.
I love it.
It's pretty big.
I love bamboo.
Fude nib with an overfeed.
Which means it's flipped up.
Yeah, so it means you can write based on the angle. So the higher the angle, the finer the line, and as you bring it down, it becomes broader and broader and broader. So for artists especially, you have multiple pens in one here. You can control the ink flow.
It's cool.
It's kind of a neat pen. It comes with this beautiful little box
It's really awesome.
It comes with a bottle of ink.
How pretty is that?
A refillable cartridge. It comes with a converter. So there's actually a long international cartridge in there that's designed to be refilled.
Ooh, and a little bottle. A
little bottle of Duke Black. I never actually opened that up. But this thing is, I inked this up maybe once. It's as new, I mean, it still has the tags and everything in it.
All right.
It's a cool pen.
And you just don't play with it?
I don't use it anymore, and I won't say purging, but I've been selling a few pens.
Purging would be awesome.
No.
Purging awesome. Implies like active participation.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing it under duress.
All right.
So the Duke Confucius Compound Art Pen, that's cool. And we've got a couple of other, couple of you remember, we had a bunch of Dukes.
We did.
That came from that stationery store that
we
bought out. And these are the last remnants.
You know, some of these I thought were really, some were really pretty, some were very interesting. Decent little writers. Some of them came in crazy boxes.
Yeah.
Remember some of those?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a Duke 116. It's got a nice red spiral barrel on it.
It is pretty.
You know, these are all steel nib pens. We have a bunch of different designs. They all come with nice converters. You know, a lot of these are made with German parts assembled in Taiwan or something like that. But a couple of them have really cool two-tone gold-plated nibs.
Yes.
With really
yes.
neat designs on them. I mean, really, really, some of them are pretty, pretty cool-looking pens. So
it was interesting because it seemed like there was really no rhyme or reason as to which one had the better, cooler-looking nib or the interesting barrel or whatever. But we've played with some of those, and they're decent little writers.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's a nice, pretty pen. It's got some good weight to it.
Yeah, this one's maybe a little bit more expensive than the rest, but I mean, the other ones are super cheap. They're good pens you can throw in your bag, and you don't have to worry about it. You know, if it gets, it's like a pile of Metropolitan. If it gets mucked up, then
pen I can throw in my bag and not worry about.
There you go. So anyway, we got a bunch of Dukes on the site. Check them out. Some of them there's only one, anyway.
Next.
Oh, this here. Hemostat. We talk about these?
Did we? Do we? I know.
I just put we just had a video launched on YouTube on this amazing tool. And you should check it out. But
what do you do with said tool?
The hemostat is very handy. You use it primarily for replacing J-bars.
Yes.
Pulling out, putting back in.
Didn't I give you one?
Yes, you did. Yes, we've been over this. Yes, I replaced this with the one that you gave me. But
mine was gold plated.
Yours
though.
Was gold plated, right. So I always knew where it was. But
just saying.
So check out the hemostat video if you're unsure of whether or not you need one. You do need one, but you can check out the video to find out why.
One of the things we're doing is trying to source better repair supplies, because when you're doing your own repairs, if you're using just whatever you've got laying around the house, it doesn't always work as well as it could or should. And so we worked long and hard to find some of these. And these are nice. I was surprised when we got them. And they become a great packaging.
Cute little package.
Yeah.
So keeps it nice and clean. But check that out. Yeah, so your J bars primarily, cleaning out, pulling out old dead sacks. It's invaluable. I was using it last night. As a matter of fact, I was working on a bunch of ester books.
Oh, excellent. Was that when I was trying to fall asleep?
No, that was before you were trying to fall asleep.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Next up. Pen shows.
We were not at the Long Island Pen Show. It was the weekend right after we got back from Japan. We're still not recovered from jet lag.
It's better. We're just not getting.
Yep.
Waking up at the right time. Just not going to bed at the right time.
A couple other reasons we didn't go, but it's forced us to kind of reevaluate which pen shows we do and how we do them. So we will not be attending the Atlanta Pen Show or the Triangle Raleigh Pen Show.
Yep.
We will be going to Chicago.
We should mention we've done like
100.
Over 100 shows in the last 7-8 years.
Yeah, 8-9 years. And it's a lot of wear and tear on the car because we drive to every show, on us physically. It's really an inventory nightmare. And it takes a good chunk of the product out of the store. And so, for those of you who purchase online, you know, we bring a lot of that to shows and then we have it with us. So it causes shipping to be delayed. Sometimes we sell it at a show and somebody buys it online at the same time. So we have just, we're choosing to cut back a little bit. And
yeah, we'll see what it does this year. There's also, you know, there are also legal ramifications too. The Wayfair ruling from last year.
Sales tax and
sales
all of
tax,
that.
And then, you know, that goes into income tax. So, so we're going to take a break from Atlanta this year. And Raleigh, and we will be in Chicago. So
come see us
see us in Chicago.
And the shows that we will attend, we always do pen show pickups. So if there's something you want, buy it online. We will bring it to the show. You can pick it up right there.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome.
You know what time it is?
No. Ooh, but I have a watch. It's Seiko whatever day.
Seiko clock.
It's Seiko clock.
Seiko clock.
Oh, nice.
It's nice, right?
What time is it?
It's time for booty call.
Hello, I'm looking for Christy.
That's me.
Christy, this is Eric at Anderson Pens, and this is your booty call.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure you're very excited about this. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. The first thing you have to do is pick a teammate, either Ryan or Lisa.
I'll go with Lisa.
No! All right. It's so much pressure.
Then our first question is going to go to Brian.
Excellent.
All right, so we know what we're playing for?
We're playing for a gift certificate of $20 to Anderson Pens.
So if I win, I win $20.
No, she does.
If you win, Christy wins $20.
So we both win $20.
Sure, no. We'll give you $20. We'll give you $20.
Whatever.
All right.
Are you ready, Mr. Anderson?
I'm ready. Hit me.
What company makes the ink called Havasu Turquoise?
I know this one.
It's Noodlers, isn't it?
Don't look at
Noodlers.
Me. We Noodlers. Are competitors.
Incorrect. It is not Noodlers. It is Diamide.
Oh, Diamide.
Mrs. Anderson, this question is for you and Christy. If you do not get it right, we can throw it to Christy to see if she can get it. What company makes the ink called Cosmic Black? Cosmic Black.
Well, it's a tough. This is tough. You carry
Graphon Faber-Castell.
Graphon Faber-Castell.
No. Oh, is wrong.
Is wrong. Christy, did you hear the question?
I did.
Do you know the answer? Which company makes the ink called Cosmic Black?
Is it Caran d'Ache?
It is Caran d'Ache. So that's a point for Lisa and Christy. Currently, 0 points for Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson, we continue with you.
Okay.
In what city will you find the headquarters of Caveco?
Well, it's in Germany, so it's going to be, I'm just going to say, that's a good question. It's a really, really good question.
Name any city in Germany so we can move on.
Hamburg.
No, it is Nuremberg.
Well, I guess that.
So that's another no point for
excellent.
Pretty soon we can just stop. Okay. Mrs. Anderson, this question is for you. In what city will you find the headquarters of Visconti?
It's in Italy.
It is in Italy. Name a city in Italy.
Florence.
It is Florence. Very good.
So that's easy. That's easy.
Mr. Anderson, we're back to you.
Christy, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, you've got two right so far, so it's looking good. Mr. Anderson, what company makes the pen called the Collier?
Edison.
Very good. He got a point. Woo. We should celebrate. Mrs. Anderson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
No.
What company makes the pen called the Roosevelt?
Retro 51 in Richardson, Anderson. Texas. Just in case.
Do I get extra points? Don't get extra points for that. Don't be a brown nose.
Well, she should get it. Yeah, we'll give you an extra point for that. Mr. Anderson, I think we're back to you. You're going to know this one.
I hope so.
I am sure you're going to know this one. What was the original name of the company currently known as Montblanc?
Simplon.
I'm going to accept that. Can you give me the full name? Everybody calls it Simplon, but the full name was Simplon Filler Pen Company.
Okay.
We're going to give Mr. Anderson a point. Mrs. Anderson, you're not going to know this one. Christy
but
might,
Christy
though, so there's backup here.
All right.
What was the name of the first pen released by the Simplon Filler Pen Company, currently known as Montblanc?
Oh, I know this one. I could steal this point. Is that how it worked?
You don't get to steal a point.
Steal it.
It was a safety filler.
Okay, what do they call it?
A safety filler.
That's not what they called it.
I have no idea.
All right. Christy, do you happen to know what the first pen made by the Simplon Filler Pen Company was called?
Oh, gosh, I was going to say the 149, but I don't know.
It is not the 149, but that's a good guess. Mr. Anderson.
He doesn't get a point.
No, but he can try.
Rouge et Noir.
Rouge et Noir is correct. So nobody gets a point. Nobody gets a point. We have one final question.
Okay, what's the score?
See, how can I know all this, like, useless trivia? I can't remember.
Florence Henderson.
I can't remember Havasu Turquoise.
The score is currently Mrs. Anderson and Christy have 3 points. Brian has 2 points. So the worst that could possibly happen is a tie, so Christy has already won her $20 gift certificate. So let us continue. Here's our last question.
All right.
Mr. Anderson, in Celsius, at what temperature does water freeze?
0.
Very good. Mrs. Anderson, in Celsius, at what temperature does water boil?
100.
Very good. So that's 3 points for Brian, 4 points for Lisa Anderson and Christy. Christy, I will call you back as soon as they're done with the show to talk to you about this gift certificate. We'll put it on your account. Thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Mr. Pop would be so proud of me.
Mr. Pop?
My high school chemistry teacher.
Oh. Okay.
I failed chemistry. I had to take it in summer school, but...
There we are. All right, well, you won again. Have you won every time?
No, you won.
Did I win last
week?
Yeah, last month?
Sometime.
All right.
You know, it's a lot of pressure when they pick you. Isn't it?
I don't know. I've only been picked once.
I'm done.
Fun. Anyway,
it's a lot of pressure.
I think that's probably it for this week.
It's
huh?
a lot of weight on my shoulders. Hey, you know, we have a mailing list. You should sign up.
Go to the bottom of any page on the website, and you can sign up for our mailing list, and you'll be treated to all sorts of goodness in your inbox on Tuesdays and occasionally on vintage days. So.
Cool.
But I think that's it for this week. So thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, fun videos, and all sorts of other fun announcements and other stuff.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Oh, don't forget we have a... a store in Chicago, the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. Open 7 days a week.
And the website there is chicago.andersonpens.com, and we will be there this week.
We'll be there this week on Thursday.
Yep. Thursday. We're doing some hiring for part-time, so if you're interested, call me.
Yep. Like this video and subscribe to this channel, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.